Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, happy Wednesday on this wonderful last Wednesday in the month of May. All right, America and around the world, you are listening to Pure and Holy Living Radio podcast show with your host, Coach Jesse. I am here every Wednesday at this time, and this broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, simply visit my website, and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. That's pureandholyliving.com. And remember the words of Hippocrates, no one diet is perfect for everyone. And, well, that's not his words. His words are, let food be thy medicine, medicine be thy food. But, indeed, no one diet is perfect for everyone. What might be good for me might not be too good for you. It's called bioindividuality, and we're going to talk about what just might be good for everybody. So we're talking about today one particular exercise routine that you can do on a daily basis. And it doesn't have to take you an hour or 2 hours at the gym. You can just hit it, get your exercise, your sweat on, and all of your activity that you need on a daily basis, and you're done. That's how I kind of like it. So we've heard of the recommendation that 30 to 60 minutes a day, every single day, for exercise is what you should be doing. But people don't realize that exercising too much can actually be more harmful than not working out at all. Is that shocking? Exercising too much can actually be more harmful than not exercising at all. Now, that's a shocker indeed. So let's talk about what we're talking about and what is good for you. It's called high-intensity interval training, other known as HIIT. Yes, indeed, just hit it. That's it. These are the benefits. Benefits of high-intensity interval training, and I'll just call it HIIT for short so I don't have to keep saying that long forward phrase, high-intensity interval training, just HIIT. Overexertion is dangerous. Long-distance running is a great example in which overexertion can take place. Pleiades was an Athenian messenger who ran across the land of Marathon to announce the Greek victory over the Persian army. And since that time, marathon running has caused a great debate. When Pleiades arrived, he said, "Rejoice, we conquer!" And then he immediately dropped it. Wow. So some can contend that the story as untrue. A fable, you know, just a story. Many understand that marathon running and overexertion can be very harmful to the human body. Dr. James O'Keefe of Preventive Cardiology at the Mid-America Heart Institute of St. Luke's Health System said, is what he said, the heart pumps about 5 quarts per minute when we're sitting. When we're running, it goes up to 25 to 30 quarts. That's per minute. The heart was not meant to do that for hours, day in and day out. You end up overstretching the heart and tearing muscle fibers. Up to 30% of those who finish marathons have elevated troponin levels, which is a marker for heart damage. That's the marker we look for to see if someone's having a heart attack. It's irrefutable evidence of heart damage. And these are the words of Dr. James O'Keefe. There's a correlation between running and shortened life expectancy. A recent study shows that long-distance runners have the same lifespan as couch potatoes. Oh, that is so sad and sorry to hear, because we do not want to encourage couch potatoes at all. Definitely we don't want to do that. But if you overexert yourself, it's just as bad or even more harmful. So let's talk about a new day and a new standard. Fortunately, global health authorities have discovered a new effective way to train and exercise which is called HIT. The World Health Organization, or WHO, recommends that adults ages 18 to 64 should do at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic physical activity through the week, not the day, through the week, or do at least 75 minutes of vigorous intensity aerobic physical activity through the week, not the day, or an equivalent combination of moderate and vigorous intensity activity. So, although the WHO still recommends an hour of cardio 5 times a week, it is reassuring to know that the benefits of high-intensity interval training, who I said it did not hit, workouts are getting more attention around the world. It's nothing new. It's been around for a very long time. There's another thing called burst training. And basically what you do is you run in place as fast as you can. As fast as you can. Well, you start fast and you get even faster and faster for 2 solid minutes. 2 solid minutes, nonstop, straight. Trust me. I've done it. I do it. It's not easy. After, like, whoa, you just go as hard as you can for 2 straight minutes. That burns more calories after you've done that workout. And then you go into your routine. You rest, of course. Then, you know, treadmill for like 60 minutes. Or like some people like to call it the dreadmill. I like to call it that too. But anyway, here's some other benefits. The basic principles behind HIIT. It's a combination of short but high-intensity bursts of exercise with slow recovery times repeated during a short session, such as 15 to 20 minutes. The workout is completed at 85 to 100% of your maximum heart rate rather than 50 to 70% in a moderate endurance activity, like I said, like on the treadmill. This burst training workout can be done anywhere with any type of movement, as long as it is performed like a sprint rather than a marathon. So you see, that is the key. As opposed to saying, wow, I ran on the treadmill for an hour and a half, 2 hours today. That's like a marathon, basically, right? But if you do a sprint, we've seen sprinters. Have you ever seen a sprint longer than 30 minutes? I haven't. Or an hour? No, sprints don't go that far. Basically, sprinting rather than a marathon. One of the advantages of HIIT workouts is that they can be done at home with little to no equipment. For example, you go to a track and walk the curves and sprint the straight lines. I run track when I was younger. My kids ran track when they were younger, and that's indeed what they told us to do in practice. You sprint the curves and jog the straightaways. And, you know, you do it, you know, a few times around the track. Sprint the curves and jog the straightaways. Sprint the curves and jog the straightaway. And that's what we had to do. That's what my kids had to do. So you walk. This is a little bit different. You walk the curves and you sprint the straight lines. So it's a little bit different from if you were a track athlete. But, indeed, that's what you're gaining. You're sprinting, and then you're pulling it down. You know, you're breaking down the speed. You sprint, and then you slow down. If you enjoy biking, you can spin at maximum speed for 20 seconds and then go easy for 20 seconds. You repeat that, those bursts, that's burst fitness. You repeat the burst for 10 to 20 minutes. Folks, it's easy, it's simple, it's not boring because it's not monotonous. Sorry for you treadmill lovers, but for me it's monotonous. I just can't do that for half hour to an hour or more on the treadmill, just going and going and going. It bores me, but that's just me. But indeed, from what I've learned, HIIT workouts are better for my heart and for my entire being. So that's what I choose to do. Elite athletes have been using burst training for years. While this method of exercise isn't new, it's not new, it proves that anybody can train this way, whether they are an Olympian or not, like me, and probably most of the people listening to this podcast. So I'm going to leave you with a few more things, but I'd like to direct you to my newsletter. There is a link on this page to subscribe to it so you can get the rest of the details of this podcast, because what I'm going to share with you on my newsletter is balancing key hormones. There are some key hormones that we need to balance, and the overall most important benefit of HIIT workouts is the management of hormones responsible for weight gain and unhealthy eating. So I'm going to share that with you on my newsletter. There are three of them, so I'll share that with you then, because for the sake of time, I don't want to do that all here on this broadcast. But indeed, subscribe to my newsletter, and then you will receive all of the details in my healthy news. So moving on to the last thing before I wrap up with Wednesday's Word, I just want to say that high-intensity workouts or HIIT workouts, it's beneficial to your body. Burst training is efficient. It's efficient. It works. And this is my preferred method of exercise. It has a positive impact on your entire body. And one of them is anti-aging. According to a 2012 presentation at the European Society of Cardiology, HIIT activates telomerase, an anti-aging enzyme, and reduces P53 expression. Probably wondering what that is. It's the most commonly mutated gene in people with cancer. One workout can increase telomerase by circulating the cells, and physical activity and life expectancy have a positive correlation. So therefore, it's great for anti-aging. Would you want that? Indeed. You got to do some HIIT workouts. Not only can HIIT workouts benefit our DNA, but they help the following. And here's what they do. They also help decrease body fat. Indeed, we want to do that. Improve your libido. It improves your libido. It also, this is HIIT workouts, they're also better muscle tone. They help with better muscle tone. They also help with fewer wrinkles and firm skin. Now, I think we all want fewer wrinkles and firm skin. What I see, and this is a trend, and we know that, it's like, what's the next best facial serum? What is that? What do the celebrities use? There was a whole thing about Botox, and it pretty much freezing the muscles in the celebrities' faces, people's faces in general, but who are the people that we see most of the time, of course, is the one on all of our screens, whether it be your phone, your laptop, your PC, the television, but these are the ones that we see. And so we've noticed that the Botox, my goodness, it just froze. I mean, it's supposed to minimize your wrinkles because it actually freezes, you know, the muscles. But what it's doing is, like, when you smile, you can't even tell that you're smiling. So we don't want to do the Botox, people. And they also have their side effects, but that's just a side note. But this is what HIIT workouts do. They help with fewer wrinkles and firm skin. HIIT workouts also increase your energy. We all need that. We all want that. I'm sure we don't want to feel lethargic and tired and down in the dumps all the time. And as far as our bodies, you know, that 3 o'clock slump in the middle of the day, and then we, what do? We reach for that next cup of joe to keep us up for the rest of the working hours of the day, that we can just be alert and be more productive. But just work out. HIIT workouts increase your energy, and they also boost your metabolism. We all need a boosted metabolism if we want to keep the energy going, and we also want to keep the weight down. So there are the benefits of HIIT workouts, and I'll just say it one more time for the record, high-intensity interval training. We need it. And so in my newsletter, I will share with you the overall benefits of HIIT in your hormones, and because the hormones are what's responsible for weight gain and unhealthy eating. So I'm going to share three of those with you. And I just also want to keep your attention out for a spring cleanse that I'll be starting up in a few weeks. And I just want to keep your mind on June is coming. It's summertime feeling. Next month is going to be everything about summer. and also how you can help your body for the summer look. We all want that summer look. I mean, honestly, you wear less clothing. You do. You wear shorts in the wintertime. Unless you're one of them hot-blooded folks, you don't wear shorts in the winter, at least not where I'm from. I'm from the Northeast. But anyway, here are some final thoughts, and then we'll go right into Wednesday's Word. There are effective ways to perform HIIT workouts, and it's the best exercise first thing in the morning to control your leptin and ghrelin throughout the day. And according to the Journal of Physiology, exercising on an empty stomach has been shown to improve glucose tolerance and insulin sensitivity. If you don't want a hard and heavy breakfast and then go work out, well, I don't think you can really do that anyway. It might be very harmful to you. But indeed, I will give you more tips on hormones and how good it is for you. Here is Wednesday's Word from Billy Graham Evangelist Association. Keep moving forward, for in Him we live and move and are. Acts 17:28. When I was 7 years old, my father bought me my first bicycle. I had never ridden one. Patiently, my family and friends tried to teach me the art of cycling. I soon found out there was one thing I must do if I was to stay on the bicycle. Keep moving forward. If I ceased to go forward, I would fall and hurt myself. So it is in the Christian life. We can never live this life on the highest plane unless we are continually growing and moving forward. You should be closer to God today in heart, soul, and body than at any other time so far in your life. And that's Wednesday's Word. God bless you. Until next week, which is the first Wednesday in June. Until then, friend me on all of the social media platforms and have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.